making the case for FRHR. This paper is expected to provide the linkages between the sexual and reproductive health and rights agenda within the framework of the sustainable development process. At the same time, this is also meant to help advocates to identify opportunities to further promote the inclusion of FRHR in legal and programmatic frameworks at the local, national, and regional levels. In every section of the document, the points of entry for concrete action at different levels are highlighted to help the involvement of advocates in accordance with their interest and experience. In the past years, fragmented agendas have led to partial results that, in the best of cases, improve the situation of some population groups but do not change the structural challenges that humanity faces as a whole. Countries are trying to acknowledge the interconnectedness of the agendas, the need to find complex solutions for complex problems, and the linkages between three dimensions, economic, environmental, and social. Under this light, civil society has insisted that human rights, gender equality, and sustainability criteria are the frameworks under which these three dimensions should meet. Sexual and reproductive health and rights is a compound notion encompassing different elements. Reproductive health is defined in the Beijing Platform for Action in Section C, paragraph 94, as the state of complete physical, mental, and social well-being and not merely the absence of disease or infirmity, in all matters relating to the reproductive system and to its functions and processes. Reproductive health therefore implies that people are able to have a satisfying and safe sex life and that they have the capability to reproduce and the freedom to decide if, when, and how often to do so. Implicit in this last condition are the right of men and women to be informed and to have access to safe, effective, affordable, and acceptable methods of family planning of their choice, as well as other methods of their choice for regulation of fertility which are not against the law, and the right of access to appropriate health care services that will enable women to go safely through pregnancy and childbirth and provide couples with the best chance of having a healthy infant. In line with the above definition of reproductive health care is defined as the constellation of methods, techniques, and services that contribute to reproductive health and well-being by preventing and solving reproductive health problems. It also includes sexual health, the purpose of which is the enhancement of life and personal relations, and not merely counseling and care related to reproduction and sexually transmitted diseases. Note reference 1. Reproductive rights are addressed in Section C, paragraph 95. Reproductive rights embrace certain human rights that are already recognized in national laws, international human rights documents, and other consensus documents. Page 7. These rights rest on the recognition of the basic right of all couples and individuals to decide freely and responsibly the number, spacing, and timing of their children and to have the information and means to do so, and the right to attain the highest standard of sexual and reproductive health. It also includes their right to make decisions concerning reproduction free of discrimination, coercion, and violence, as expressed in human rights documents. In the exercise of this right, they should take into account the needs of their living and future children and their responsibilities towards the community. The promotion of the responsible exercise of these rights for all people should be the fundamental basis for government and community-supported policies and programs in the area of reproductive health, including family planning. As part of their commitment, full attention should be given to the promotion of mutually respectful and equitable gender relations and particularly to meeting the educational and service needs of adolescents to enable them to deal in a positive and responsible way with their sexuality. Reproductive health eludes many of the world's people because of such factors as inadequate levels of knowledge about human sexuality and inappropriate or poor quality reproductive health information and services, the prevalence of high-risk sexual behavior, discriminatory social practices, negative attitudes towards women and girls, and the limited power many women and girls have over their sexual and reproductive lives. Adolescents are particularly vulnerable because of their lack of information and access to relevant services in most countries. Older women and men have distinct reproductive and sexual health issues which are often inadequately addressed. Note reference 2. Sexual and reproductive health is defined in Section C, paragraph 56. The human rights of women include their right to have control over and decide freely and responsibly on matters related to their sexuality, including sexual and reproductive health. free of coercion, discrimination, and violence. Equal relationships between women and men in matters of sexual relations and reproduction, including full respect for the integrity of the person, require mutual respect, consent, and shared responsibility for sexual behavior and its consequences. Note reference 3. Problems and aims related to reproductive health and sexuality are more thoroughly addressed in the International Conference on Population and Development by CPD. With regards to sexual rights, even though there is no definition in an international instrument, there is a definition in the Latin American Regional Chapter of ICPD Program of Action POPE that appeared in a Montevideo Consensus in 2013. These are defined as follows, in the operative paragraph 34, in which member states agree to promote policies that enable persons to exercise their sexual rights, which embrace the right to a safe and full sex life, as well as the right to take free, informed, voluntary, and responsible decisions on their sexuality, sexual orientation, and gender identity, without coercion, discrimination, or violence, and that guarantee the right to information and the means necessary for their sexual health and reproductive health. Note reference, for SRHR, thus, is a compound definition of several interrelated elements that are crucial to the well-being of all persons, women and men, of all ages and in various human conditions. This is why they are fundamental to fulfill any human rights commitment. Page 8. SRHR are at the core of the three dimensions of sustainable development, the social, environmental, and economic dimension. The social dimension aims to achieve the well-being of all persons, with the health of the human body and its sexuality needs in terms of education and health, but also of freedom, justice, opportunities, and other spaces of fulfillment at the core of the priorities. No person lives in abstraction. Human bodies determine the way in which we interact socially. For example, persons with disability have specific needs that require measures to ensure they are not excluded. The age of a person is crucial to determine the type of action the government will make. The male baby will have different needs than those of an adult male. This is why human bodies determine the way in which governments are mandated to fulfill their commitments in regard to human rights. It so happens that the space in which governments need to guarantee human rights is in the geography of human bodies. Aspects such as sex, age, sexual orientation, gender identity, and others, are part of the complexity of human lives, and as such, they require a comprehensive approach. At the individual level, its relevance is clear. Socially, it is evident as well that at some point, human bodies become objects of public agendas due to the influence on population dynamics, for example, population growth, population movement displacement, migration, and other phenomena. Thus, the need to guarantee SRHR for all persons has a dimension that concerns the well-being of societies as well, and therefore they are at the center of the mandates of states. With the environmental dimension, population dynamics relate as well with the way in which we engage with our surroundings, in particular, and our planet, in general. Our needs, our patterns of consumption and production, and our uses and practices all leave an imprint on the planet. Above all, the need to fulfill and guarantee the human rights of all persons, women and men, while acknowledging that we live in a planet with resources that are at risk of depletion, is a challenge that needs to be faced with a comprehensive response. Otherwise, women's rights will be violated either by restrictive measures on their bodily autonomy, or by a reinforcement of their reproductive role above their own choices. Governments have to find ways in which the rights of all persons, women and men, are guaranteed while at the same time the healthy planet is being ensured. For instance, if a government considers that there is an overconsumption of resources in a given territory, they may opt to restrict the number of children a couple may have, instead of addressing unsustainable patterns of production and consumption. In the case of the economic dimension, it is a fact that women perform most of the unpaid domestic and care work, and therefore they subsidize the entire economy. That is to say, due to gender roles, women are assigned to do domestic chores and to take care of children, the elder population, people with disabilities, those with chronic illness, and even adult males. Time use surveys conducted in many countries worldwide have found that the value produced by unpaid domestic and care work can range from the 20% to the 40% of the national gross income, depending on the methodology used. Note reference 5. When women perform these tasks, they have to leave aside the exercise. Page 9. Of their human rights, such as their right to education, their right to work, and even their right to rest. The pressure upon women to perform domestic work is such that society expects women to fulfill them first, and then to pursue their dreams and live their lives second. SRHR and its link to the sexual division of labor are precisely the point of convergence for many realities that all persons face, because gender roles determine the productive and reproductive activities of women and men. For all these reasons, SRHR remains at the center of the sustainable development agenda, and therefore is a crucial element that needs to be secured in the commitments that member states will make in the processes that are defining the face of our current societies. The years 2015 and 2016 will be historic opportunities to connect the dots between the challenges we have and the creative solutions that we can promote at the local, national, regional, and global level. Evidently, given that SRHR are also rooted in the most fundamental beliefs against fundamental rights of all persons, in all the diversity of the human experience and across the span of life, it is an agenda that has met so far with numerous challenges. This will not be different in the process to follow, but it is a reality that needs to be acknowledged from the start. This document will try to help in the attempt to connect the dots, to present the main angles of the current global processes, to highlight the linkages with SRHR and, further, to emphasize the opportunity for advocacy work at the global, regional, and the national level, bearing in mind the differentiated realities of local contexts. Page 10.